Okay, Zim Shalom, Reish Tes, Ma'amar Revi. Hareka l'cheta the tshuva. The word reka means the, I think it means like the canvas. The basis for cheta and for tshuva. For sin and for tshuva. Says in the Sefer Shalom, Yazov Rosh Hadarkoi V'ish Oven Machshavos. It says in the Pasuk that the wicked shall leave their path, and the person of the right touch for Oven Ish Oven, somebody who has evil intentions should desert their thoughts. Yazav Rosha Masa. It doesn't say that Rosha, that the wicked should leave their actions. Aladarkai, he should leave his path. What does that mean? Resh is all of that. The first thing a person has to do when doing tshuva is lazav his darkai, is to leave their path. Meaning, Yaderach HaMevila Yisraelias Rasha. Meaning, the path that hauls him to being a Rasha. There's the bad things a person does, and then there's the things that bring him to do it. So the person can't, it's not sufficient for the person to stop, just say, I won't do it anymore. A person has to see to it, a person has to realize what are the things that causes him to do these, to do averis, and that's what the person has to refrain from. So it's the derech, it's the path to the avera that the person has to change. The ish oven has to leave his thoughts, meaning the person has to desert his way of thought and his philosophy. They are what create the basis for the chet. Well,
philosophy, maybe it's just a title. No philosophy.
His outlook, his way he approaches things.
Rule of view that I'm supposed to go out.
That's the difference between the Russia and the ish oven. Ish oven means a person of crooked philosophy. So you get a Yazav Rasha. The Rasha is the person who's down his titles. So Yazav Rasha Darkai.
He has no bad philosophy, he just can't help himself.
Right. That's the Rasha. That's the first part of the Pasuk. The Pasuk. Ish oven, not Shavuot.
They're doing the
various
for different reasons.
Right.
One's because it thinks it's fine, it's part of my life philosophy. One's just doing it because he can't help himself.
Right.
The other one even thinks what he's doing maybe is good. I'm doing this because I shouldn't be doing it because of some twisted...
Rationalizing.
No, not rationalizing.
Rationalizing might be the first one.
Might be the first one. He's doing it really because of a type. This other one sounds like he's got some twisted up philosophy, so he thinks he's supposed to be doing this thing over here.
Mm-hmm. Right. So turn it off, whatever it is.
Why would he want to change it?
Exactly, that's what I was wondering.
What the air conditioning on? We don't open the window. It's 36 degrees outside.
Why would he want to change for the category of person doing it because he thinks it's fine? It's just supposed to be doing. Why would he want to change? Where does he come to realize that he wants to change?
Well, obviously it's very difficult. But
he has to change his way before he can change his
action. It has to be because he learned to see the shalom.
I understand.
And he realizes that the philosophy that he has is wrong. This is according to what is explained in the Svarim HaGadoshim. She'ena Yetzahara Tzorech Lefatos Es HaAdam Al Kol Prat B'Miyuchad. The Yetzahara doesn't need to seduce the person on each specific Avera. Ela Yesh Lo medinios klolis hechlo hoyded ha'adam latach lishvam ha'matzav. Rather, the Yetahara has a he has a system, a method how to drag a person down to a low level, and then the person is vulnerable to all different types of others.
His job just to get him to that place.
Oh, that the,
which category is that?
What?
Which category is that? The down.
Each one. Oh. Yeah, both of them works. It brings you to a philosophy that everything becomes, that a lot of things become permissible. Or he drags you down to a level that the person feels
can't get up.
They can't get, the person feels that he doesn't have the ability to overcome any type of taiva, then he's...
I mean, think of these Arabs who are murdering random people on the street. They think in their own... They think they're doing...
For their think they're right. I mean, for what they believe is right. You have to understand. You have to put yourself...
Well, exactly.
You have to put yourself in their feet.
We know it's wrong.
Yeah, but they think it's right. So you cannot... They believe... They don't the Torah. They Torah say, go out, do it. So... You cannot blame them, they just because...
Of course I blame them, what do you mean?
Yeah, different reason, but this is a state of mind that they believe in.
Right, so you're saying that's the wrong philosophy. That's
but they're not Jews, this is only for Jews. It's not for somebody who's not Jewish.
Other people can murder random people on the street.
You didn't do it. It's not okay, but that's what they believe are. You know, give them the book, learn that. No, they have their own philosophy.
Okay, let's talk about Natura Carta instead. Right?
Well, they don't go around murdering people anyway.
Yeah, but they definitely have a wrong philosophy.
Right.
They cause murder.
No, they don't.
But by sitting on TV around the world with their shtimels on and saying that Jews shouldn't be in Israel and they're committing avayers, you don't think they incite people to murder Jews?
No.
We can talk about it like
inside that. The only thing they incite is hate Jews.
Then you should see their stuff.
Different lecture,
yeah, but
they
incite
tribe.
People to hate Jews.
Anyway,
which,
so if
one thing away,
in order to be able to change that philosophy, it would need like major
a drop in the head.
This is being recorded.
Yeah.
This is the best comedy
this
so far.
This is edited, right? I behaved today.
See what an extra hour of sleep does for me. Say very nasty things about people living there. It's true. That doesn't excite me.
Ma'u reka hachet. What is the basis for sin? Yeshleimar, I'll perish al pi akosa. We can understand according to the pasuk. It says, Re'ei nesati lefanecha ayem v'sachayim v'satoy v'samov v'sosorah. Hashem says, see, I place before you today life and good and death and evil. V'bachata v'chayim. You should choose life with matichya at v'zarecha in order that you and your descendants shall live. Says in the Siva Shalom, kasha koivim shezeh chayim v'zamov v'sosorah. As soon as one establishes that this is life and this is death, what do we need a commandment for? Choose life. Obviously, once I've established that this is life and this is death, I'm not going to choose death. Everybody would definitely choose life. Since what Hashem wanted by creating the world was free choice. So zeh umazeh, also the kim b'chol ha'inyanim. So Hashem created a equality in all concepts. Meaning, v'leirak b'inyanim haruchim, not only in spiritual concepts, afilu b'inyan ha'dahome, even in worldly matters. As I'll explain. Just like there is pleasure in building and creating, there is a pleasure in growing and blossoming. These are all things that bring a person to life. Hashem also created a pleasure in the opposite. For the sake of free choice, Hashem created tanuk shel heres v'churban. Hashem created pleasure in destruction. V'koyach ha-sitra achra hu shemashpia sh'odom yehene meheres. The sitra achra, Hashem gave power to the sitra achra that gives a person pleasure from destroying. To the point that a person is drawn to eat things that destroy his body. And the person is able to fulfill their desire with things that harm his health. A person fills themselves with anger and stress, even though the person realizes, that anger and stress destroy him. All of these things bring a person closer to death. So Hashem is placing before us, here's life, and here's death. And the person realizes that all these things are going to bring him closer to death. And the only thing that is even worse than this is shemashpia shi'aladam tanuk, is that the sitra achri gives a person pleasure in not only destroying one's own life. The sitra achra gives a person pleasure in destroying other people's lives. As we can see, you can see that sometimes there are children that have pleasure by breaking and destroying.
For sure.
And unfortunately, there are adults. Yeshli gamken suk tanuk ze. There are adults that have the same type of pleasure. Bishinu tzura is just in a little bit of a different appearance.
Bigger toys,
right? Yeah. Ki yetzaleva adam ramen urav. The yetzahara of a person is bad from his youth. The koyach harasha boy he anetia hazu. And the power of evil that is within the person is this inclination, laharis, to destroy, laharis v'churban, to destruction, shachris and mavis, which end up with death. And just like it is with the individual, kain gam v'chlol sabriya, so also is it with the creation in general, meaning hanatiyah shel kol medina, the inclination of one country is lahachrev es hashniyah, is to destroy the other. Machnisim es kol koyches hayetzirah v'kishrin hamasa, and these countries invest power of creation and their intellect. The neshek in how to create weapons, hamachrev chalkei olam, that can destroy portions of the world. To the point that within civilization, there is the power of destruction. There is a weapon in the world that can destroy the whole world. I think it's the atom bomb, something like that.
When was it?
This is written 25 years ago.
25?
The Yetzer Aheres Azeh Yishloit Ba'olam And this creation of destruction will reign in the world ad kimola oredzeyas Hashem, until the world is filled with the knowledge of Hashem. V'zehu ma'amar ha'kosav, and this is what the pasuk says. Ve'ein esati lefanecha hayom es ha'chaim es ha'toyv. See, I place before you today life and good, es ha'mava es ha'sara, and death and evil. Meaning, k'moish yesh koyach ha'lekaim imal. Just like there is a power from Hashem that drags a person, that inclines a person to greet life and good, also there is a power within the person that drags a person to death and to evil. That is the inclination to destruction. Uvecharto b'chaim, says the pasuk, choose life. Isnag b'derech v'alpiyah enyanim, conduct yourself in a way and according to concepts hamavim es hachaim atoiv, that bring a person to life and to good. V'koyach zeh shal ha-sitra achra, this power of the sitra achra, yetzer ha-heres, which is the yetzahara for destruction. Hu ha-reka l'chol inyan, inyanay pitui ha-yetzer, Hamazikim as gufay nafsha yiruchay v'nishmasay. This yitzahara, this inclination to destruction, that is the basis for all seduction of the yitzahara that destroys the body and the neshama of a person. Ureka ikari l'chait, that is the main basis for sin. Lined out over here that there's the two extremes that exist within a person. There is life, there's the desire for life and good, which is the godly power that is within us. And then there is within us the power of the sitra achra, which is to destroy. He says, just like Hashem gave a person pleasure out of building and growing, seeing things blossom, a person also has the sitra achra instills within a person there's a pleasure to break and to destroy for oneself and to destroy others. There is that type of pleasure as well. And even though the person knows it's destruction. A person will take drugs, and they'll take pleasure in the drugs, knowing that this is going to bring him closer to death. Nevertheless, the Yetzahara somehow makes the person find pleasure in this.
Smoking,
eating carbs. Not carbs,
Yeah.
I don't want to say cake we eat on Shabbos, but...
fish is healthy.
It's the same... What?
No, I wonder if he was saying that. Because there's a difference between doing something like eating cake or taking a drug that you like, that you get pleasure out of. It's maybe different, because you're not doing that... The pleasure doesn't come from the destruction. The destruction is a byproduct that you're willing to live with. This is different from just breaking a window for the sheer pleasure of destruction.
I think he's talking about both of them. I really think he's talking about both. He didn't mention both of them.
With avera salsa, you're not doing the avera for the punishment that comes from it. You're doing the avera for the pleasure that comes from it.
No, but he's...
Well, but that's he distinguished earlier between an avera that's done from a taiva. That would be like, I know that this cake is going to make me fat, but I'm going to eat it anyway, and I'm willing to accept... That's a taiva.
But that's a taiva of mavis. But it is a taiva of mavis.
But the other one that he was talking about is just the pleasure in it is nothing other than the destruction itself that he was talking about.
But his question was at the beginning.
The destruction isn't a byproduct. The destruction is the source of the pleasure.
Right. But his question was in the beginning, if once you line out, this is life and this is death, why do you have to tell me to choose life? Right? And what he answers is, in a sense, is take a look at the person who wants to eat the piece of cake. Wait a second. Right? And the person knows not eating the cake is life, eating the cake is death. Right? Yet, we'll eat the cake.
I don't know why he did it, but he did it. He made a distinction in the beginning between two kinds between the taiva and the philosopher.
Right.
Okay, well, maybe this is a taiva, the taiva.
The famous life.
But yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. He's saying there's pleasure in it.
Yeah.
Taiva for short-term pleasure versus long-term.
Yeah. Self-destruction too.
Like
I wish this cake didn't make me fat, but it does, so I'm eating it anyway, as opposed to just the pleasure of breaking.
Right. Both of them fall into the same category. Yeah.
But when he eats the cake.
No, because if you realize in the beginning he talked about things that bring death to oneself. And then he talked about the pleasure of bringing destruction to others. Breaking the window would be destructive to others.
Right.
He said, getting angry, right? Getting angry shortens a person's life. Stress shortens a person's life, right? And the person, still there are people that have stress, and people that get angry.
People who thrive on stress, too. People who love it. Personality.
That's what he said, there's pleasure in it.
Yeah. So
he thinks it's a choice.
Gambling, for example.
I'm sorry, you think
pleasure and the stress.
He thinks it's a choice.
It is a choice.
Having stress.
What?
It's a choice.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Everything we do is a choice.
No, he's saying stress is a matzias.
Right, you should.
Well, I'm asking.
No, I think it's a choice.
Sometimes it's not. Sometimes you've been brought up with it.
But now you have a choice to continue with it.
If you don't know, you have a choice.
You should know.
Yeah, Gemara Shechter says that we have to thank Hashem that worrying really doesn't get you anywhere. Could you imagine how much people were worried would actually accomplish something?
Wow, I'd be done already.
Think how much we'd accomplish, though.
That's right.
So you would tell somebody who's all stretched out, it's just a choice, just stop doing it.
I don't think that person would really react well to that.
I don't think so either.
I duck after you say that.
Don't worry.
I usually use a little bit more finesse when I do that.
Just get over it.
It's called a bob and weave.
Just get over it.
Okay.
So the cardiologist who sees you because you've eaten too much cake, because that's your taiva?
No.
He makes his parnassa off of your taiva.
Right.
He's a pusher.
He's a pusher.
That's the candy.
My guy.
No, that's Sarah Lee's.
That's why dentists make conditions
in the
community
have all the candy there.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
That's right, sure.
They
like
sure
Halloween.
Come on, Cain. In Yonei Midois, Mahavim Rekalachet. So also, the concept of character traits also create a basis for sin. As we can derive from the words of the Rambam, it says, "Al toima." These are the words of the Rambam. "Al toima she'en tshuva el me'aveira she'esh mehen ma'isin." Don't say that tshuva only applies to averis that involve an act. Kigan znus, gezel, gneve, such as znus or theft. Or theft. Other kishem shetzorach adam. Loshuv me'elu. Just like a person needs to do tshuva from acts of averus, kach utzorach lechapis b'deis rois. Also, a person has to seek out his bad philosophies. She actually that he has. The loshu menakaz, a person has to do tshuva for anger. Umenaeva, a person has to do tshuva for hatred. Umenakimim, the person has to do tshuva for jealousy. Umenahitul, when the person has to do tshuva from scoffery.
What does it lead to?
Scoffery. It's honest. So a person scoffs at something. It's not polite.
Everything's a joke.
Umenadifas hamomen, the person has to do tshuva for pursuing money. V'hakovid, and for pursuing honor. Umenadifas hamacholos, and from pursuing. From pursuing food.
Indulging food.
Indulging.
I did that cake again.
Actually, by the time you get the cake, you're a pretty good guy after all this.
I think we're all going to be conscious next Kiddush, what we all eating, aren't we?
On Shabbos? I think Shabbos. That's all life. That's life.
Life. Oh,
life.
Cake. Oh, I see. Oh, I see.
Not everything. Just.
If you can't eat awake, it's maybe not Shabbos.
Really?
Yeah, right.
We'll learn that later in Sefer Shabbos.
What?
We'll learn that later in Sefer
Shabbos. Now the Rambam continues. Just in case you thought, again, a person thought that tshuva is only for averus that have an act, such as promiscuity and theft. So he said, no, tshuva also applies to bad philosophy. A person has to tshuva for anger, for hatred, for jealousy, from scoffery, from pursuing money, from pursuing honor, from pursuing indulgence in food. And these latter ones are worse than the first ones mentioned. It's worse than promiscuity and theft. Because when a person is involved in the latter ones, kosher lifresh mehem, it's very difficult to separate oneself from them. So I think when he says it's worse than the previous ones, it means it's worse in a sense that it's. I don't think it means worse, actually. He means it's more difficult. It's more difficult to do tshuva for. Says the Rambam proves this from the pasuk that it says the Rasha should leave his ways. It doesn't say, as the Nesiva Shalom said before, it doesn't say the Rasha should leave his actions. The Rasha should leave his ways. It's when a person has a certain way of life, that is very difficult to separate oneself from. Nevertheless, that is tshuva. Tshuva is to separate oneself from one's ways. Ad kam l'shaneh.
Because they're habitual, it becomes habit.
Right.
Breaking a habit is the key.
A person can have a habit to a certain action as well.
Right.
He means something became a person's way of life.
It's easier to learn all of Shas than to change your mind.
You gotta have some every once in a while. I see him on a midah. Right, when the person finished. Yeah, I got rid of this midah. Time for a see him. I did it for Shas.
That'd be something to pursue.
Right.
There might not be a shear, though. For Shas, is a shear, so you know when you're done. For the midah, there might not be a shear.
This is the shear. This is it.
How do you get rid of something that's a social thing? That you've been trained that this is okay. This is what you do. If your father did it, and your grandfather did it, and you keep going. And so now you're just following in the footsteps. You don't realize you're doing something like this.
My father told me that he had that there was a certain individual used to come to him for therapy. Person was an alcoholic, and. My father, after numerous sessions with him, he felt he couldn't get through. It happened for some reason. My uncle, my father's oldest brother, Schleiman, was in town, Milwaukee from Denver. He was a psychologist par excellence. So my father said to this person to come for another session. My father said to my uncle, you know what? I give up. You do it. So they were in there for 5 minutes, and this person emerged from the session, red-eyed. He was crying. It was my father saw that the job was done. My uncle had finally gotten through to him. He had broken him, whatever he needed to do. So my father said to my uncle, what did you do? I've been trying to do this for such a long time. My uncle said, as soon as he sat down, I said to him, your father was an alcoholic. And he said, it just shattered him. He said, and he was justifying this entire time because that's what his father was. And he had to continue to justify it by acting the same way. So he went straight to the source. And it was... That's basically what he was saying. It's sometimes a person is brought up in a certain way. I mean, it's very we justify that type of behavior by behaving the same way. So, as Alan said before, just quit it.
That's simple.
Okay. That is an easier alternative.
It's one way of quitting.
Any easy stuff?
There's I was at Lav Malka last night. Rabbi Frank Waxman was here. He gave him Lav Malka. So he said that he met a doctor a couple weeks ago. The doctor lives in Borough Park. And he travels to Manhattan every day. That's where he works. And the doctor said to him that he takes a train. He said, just the nisyonis along to Manhattan, back from Manhattan, the nisyonis of what not to look at, there are many along the way. So as an incentive for himself to... not to look at what he's not supposed to look at, he decided every time he refrains from, if he wants to look and he refrains from looking, he's going to set aside $1. And he's going to buy himself something that he always wanted. So he said after a couple months, he had gathered $2,000.
Wow.
$2,000 he had gathered, and he bought himself a silver menorah for Hanukkah. He says, anyway, Rabbi Waxman was talking about how precious that Hanukkah lighting is going to be to the Rabbanu Shlomo.
Wow.
I think it's the idea is just creating incentives. It's a, what is that idea?
I thought he bought a Rolls Royce.
For $2,000.
Matchbox car.
Yeah, right.
Look at the year it will be, you know?
Yeah.
What's he getting next year?
Close the place.
Okay. Chazina. So we see from this Rambam, Shemefarash Rambam Haikro Yazib Rosh Darko Yalin Yalimidis. We see from the Rambam that the Rambam explains this pasuk of the Rosh leaving his ways, that it's talking about character traits. Lo yal avera shebepoil. It's not talking about leaving the averis. It's leaving the character traits, which end up leading a person to do averis. And it is also now we understand why the Navi uses the pasuk, the Rosh should leave his ways and not his actions. So we derive from that what we're talking about is not the actual bad actions, rather on the basis that causes him to act evil. And that is the bad character traits. As long as bad character traits reign over a person, even if the person is not doing anything bad, Zagufa who shultan a sitra achra, all of that itself is the reign of the sitra achra over the person. Averas such as promiscuity or theft or so on. It's very possible that they do not come from the fact that the person is a bad person. Elamikra. It is just a coincidence.
Why is it?
But bad character traits, him etzemara, there's something bad with the person. Hakas, ha'eva, ha'kinu, ha'difas, ha'momen, ha'kovid, anger, hatred, jealousy, pursuing money, pursuing honor, v'chulu, etzem shoshera shavadim, that is something essentially wrong with the person. Al reka zeshal midis rois, and on that basis of bad character traits, moitzalaya yetzahara, kar nirchav the pu'ulas rois. That is where the Yetzirah finds a broad cushion for bad deeds. Because through the bad character traits, the person is constantly distancing himself from Hashem. Just like Chazal say, Uboy Sidbuk, that how does a person connect to Hashem? He dovek b'midoisav, that we have to connect to Hashem's character traits. Mahu rachum. Just like he is compassionate, so you should also be compassionate. So also the bad character traits, just like those connect a person to Hashem, bad character traits create a barrier, create a barrier between a person and his Father in heaven. And the center hinge upon which a person's the Jewish life of a person depends on, all depends on the purity of one's character.
Why is promiscuity bunched into that? Well, promiscuity is actually busting the brick.